So, Julia, now you are a teacher.
That's right.
So, I'm going to run by a theory by you.
Okay.
So, we were talking about learner types earlier, and I actually think I have my own little diagram for motivational types.
Motivational types. Okay, that's interesting because I need a handle on motivation.
So, basically, I think there's four types of students. I always get four types of students. They're either a player,
A player.
a pupil, a participant, or a prisoner.
A prisoner, a player, a pupil, a participant, or a prisoner. Okay.
Yeah. Easy to remember, all P's.
All P's, yeah. Good system.
Okay, so a player is a student who loves the subject matter. They study it on their own. Even if there wasn't class, they would still study it.
Okay, like a natural in the subject,
It could be
maybe?
natural or like, because we teach English. It'd be like a student that loves English, learns English on their own, maybe went and studied overseas, and they're always improving, and they kind of take class just to reinforce what they're already learning, but they actually don't like class usually. Often they don't like homework, they don't like tests, they don't like things that really judge their ability. They just want to keep learning and just being around the subject. That's why they're a player. They just want to play. And it would be like if you played a sport, it'd be like an athlete who doesn't really want to practice, he just wants to
Do it for the
play.
fun of it, someone who
Yeah.
does it just for the sheer enjoyment.
Right. They just want to do it for the enjoyment and for the end result. Like they do it, and they don't need really somebody telling them how good they are. Now on the flip side, you have a pupil. And a pupil would be somebody who loves class. They're a teacher's pet.
A SWAT, we might call in
A
British
SWAT.
English.
Oh,
You know, a
really?
SWAT
Okay.
is someone who studies hard
Yeah,
and gets
exactly.
pleasure from studying and the teacher knowing that they've studied and
Exactly.
SWAT then.
SWAT. There you go. New word for me. Not a P. But yeah, they want to sit in the front row. They want to get good grades. They want to stand out. But maybe they actually don't love the subject matter that much. They want to do that in every
They like
class.
being good at it regardless of what it is.
Exactly. So those are usually the two best students you have, right? You're going to have players who love the subject and pupils who love being a
And
good student
SWATs.
and SWATs. And then in the system, there's two more. So there's also participants. Now, a participant, they love class, but they don't love class in the way that a pupil loves class. A participant just loves being with their friends. They love the social aspect of class. They love seeing people they know. They love talking. They love being in a group. And it really doesn't matter what the subject is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think in college, I was often a participant. Like, I would take a class because my friends took the class. So, yeah, that's a participant.
Okay. Class is time to hang out with your friends.
Exactly. Social
You
outlet.
think they even know what subject it is that they're
Yeah,
in?
maybe they don't even care. And they exactly. You could change the subject on them, like, hey, we're going to do German, and they would be like, hey, that's cool, as long as we're still together.
That's nice. And
Okay.
the fourth one, the
Yeah, the
fourth
last
type, the
one is the
prisoner,
sad
sounds a little
one.
bit
The
scary.
prisoner. Yeah, the prisoner. The poor prisoner. The prisoner is basically society says they have to take this class. Some authority said you have to take the class. You have no choice. Could be the government, could be their mother, it could be their university curriculum.
So it's like a mandatory subject that they don't really want to do.
Exactly. If they had the choice to opt out, they would opt out in a heartbeat. If you said, hey, you know what? If you want, you do not have to take this class. You do not have to show up every day. Everything's fine. It's cool. They wouldn't show up. So basically, they're a prisoner, you know. And a prisoner doesn't actually mean that they're a bad student. They could actually be an A student. And it doesn't mean that they have a bad attitude. They could be very polite, but they really don't want to take that subject. They're stuck doing it, and there's just no getting out of it.